KRNR Judges Report, January 21st, 2021, recorded January 20th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is also available for listening at any time via the Modern Miracle of the Internet, thank you Al Gore, and the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Today I want to talk about outdoor burning, Commissioner's Court, and cybersecurity, while mostly being grateful for another peaceful transition of power at the federal level. After last week's 6-inch snowfall, the county ban on outdoor burning was lifted for just under 2 days. I had a few calls asking why the short duration. The answer was the weather forecast, which predicted winds picking up and changing direction. The ban was lifted Sunday afternoon through 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. By Thursday, the volunteer firefighters had been called out to fight 4 different brush fires, mostly in southern and western areas of Mills County. In all cases, the fires resulted from burning brush piles while the ban was lifted earlier in the week, but then the landowners not ensuring the piles were out. The winds occurred as forecast, the piles reignited, and the fires spread. The fire departments were then called out. It was good weather to burn, but bad planning and poor burn supervision overcame the moisture of a 6-inch snowfall and caused a problem for our volunteer firefighters. Commissioner's Court met last week via Zoom and YouTube. The substantive discussion was the annual update of the county personnel policies, which are colloquially described as the employee handbook. The substantive changes included opening up the employee sick leave pool to be available to participating employees for COVID-caused quarantines with the requirement for doctor's orders, and the clarification of requirements for commercial driver's license for precinct employees. Other changes addressed CHL holders and political displays in county buildings. All county employees with access to county computers are required to complete cybersecurity training. That's a good thing, and got a workout this week, as emails purporting to be from people we know arrived with attachments and passwords to open them. Clearly, the attachments were Trojans. In most cases, the emails were properly identified and not opened. In some cases, employees did open them and are now changing passwords, but in all cases, we are being more cautious on opening emails, especially with attachments. If you receive email from a county employee, carefully review the URL and the address line to determine it really is from a Mills County email address. Hint, Mills County email addresses always include co.mills.tx.us and not from something else, like .com. At this point, we have several applications for the county treasurer position, and we'll be discussing in Commissioner Court Monday, January 25th, the vetting process to be used. The goal is to appoint a successor treasurer in the second week of February. COVID has continued to spread in Mills County. As I record this, there are 177 active cases in the county, 314 probable recoveries, and 21 deaths. By the time this is broadcast, those numbers will be higher. Vaccines are the answer, but the question, where can I get vaccinated, remains unanswered. We are in week 6 of vaccine delivery. The only deliveries directly to Mills County were 100 doses in week 2. The process works like this. The federal government notifies the state of Texas each week, generally on Tuesday, how many doses Texas will receive the following week. Between Tuesday and Thursday, the State Vaccine Allocation Board determines how the doses will be allocated to the local providers around the state. Note, this allocation is to providers. It's not to counties or cities. Then on Friday, the state notifies the providers, hey, here's how many doses you will be shipped next Monday or Tuesday, and informs the Fed of this also, who in turn arranges direct shipment to the providers. The providers then receive the vaccine on Tuesday and begin dispensing it. Note, nowhere in this process is any local government. So each provider is on their own to notify patients and dispense the vaccine. My advice to people wanting to know how to get vaccinated is get on a list at your doctor's office. Both local clinics are running lists for their patients and are approved providers. If you are not a patient at one of the two local clinics, there are a couple of other approaches. You can go through your out-of-town doctor's office, you can go through McMahon's Pharmacy, or go to out-of-town chain pharmacies like in United Grocery, HEB, Walgreens, CVS. Another approach is to make an appointment online with a mega vaccine center and then drive to Austin, Fort Worth, Waco, or so forth and wait your turn. Recently, the doses seem to be primarily directed to these mega vaccination centers. In any case, only groups 1A and 1B are currently eligible. Everyone else is likely several months away from being vaccinated. As a brief refresher, 1A is medical staff, nursing home staff, EMS, pharmacy staff, home health workers, hospice staff, and funeral home staff. Group 1B is anyone 65 or older, and people under 65 at least one underlying medical condition. I can't go into the exhaustive list of medical conditions, but it includes, as you would expect, things like heart disease, cancer treatment, diabetes, COPD, and so forth. Everyone else, including firemen, law enforcement, government workers, teachers, are not yet eligible unless you fit into one of the criteria for 1A or 1B. This reminds me a lot of the old selective service system. Bad news on the swinging bridge. The timing keeps slipping and the repair costs keep going up. Mills and San Saba County are working together on this. TxDOT has offered engineering and some materials. And there may even be some public fundraising. Commissioner Williams has the lead for Mills County. The bridge is in Precinct 4. We will discuss this further in Commissioner's Court next Monday, January 25th. So watch on YouTube if you are a swinging bridge fan. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, thanking you for your interest in Mills County government.